Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
All right, we are off and running. And hi, everybody, and welcome to another rendition of Magic Drive Time, wherever you might be around the beautiful Sunshine State. Magic are at home. Yeah, a home game, a real home game. They're going to play inside the Amway Center tonight as they welcome in Greg Popovich and his San Antonio Spurs. That is a 7 o'clock tip time, so if you're kind of musing around on this Wednesday, you're wondering what you're going to do with the family for the holidays, you're wondering what you're going to do tonight, well, go down to the Amway Center, watch the Magic take on the Spurs as this Magic team returns home for the first time in, what, over a little bit of a week and a half. And after winning back-to-back games on Mexican soil, they return to the AC tonight to welcome in those same Spurs. The Magic, the last 2 years, have had opportunities to sweep these same Spurs, but have failed to do so. So why is it important that they take care of business tonight? And can they secure just the second season sweep of the San Antonio Spurs in franchise history? Those are all things that we're going to talk about here on the show. In segment number two, my friend, your friend, everybody's favorite coach will drop by. Richie Adubato joins the program. He talks about Becky Hammon, the assistant coach for the San Antonio Spurs, and what she means to him. But in this segment, we're going to light them up. We're going to take your phone calls. We're going to take your tweets. Because I think the Magic are at a crossroads. They're at an integral point in their schedule. And we're going to tell you why here in a Magic or Matter of Moments. Just a reminder, when the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, fans in attendance will receive a free original chicken sandwich the next day from Chick-fil-A. All you got to do, bring your ticket stub or the free offer activated in your Orlando Magic app to participating Central Florida Chick-fil-A locations to redeem. All right, 407-447-2145, 407-447-2145. The text line is 50857. That's 50857. Let's light them up, Cody.
What's trending now?
This next stretch is very difficult. You know, we have this homestand and we got six-game trip. So it's challenging, but it ends up being the same for everybody somewhere along the line. And we've done a good job to hang in there and win the road games that we have.
It's very important. You know, winning on the road is hard. It's very hard. You know, going west is always hard. Always. So, you know, you have to take advantage of every opportunity you have to win games at home. That's for sure.
You know, I will say this. Rarely ever do I come on this program and I have a short-sighted view of what the long-term goal is for the Orlando Magic and where they want to be. Today, that changes a little bit because I truly believe in my heart of hearts and in my, I would like to say, sane mind. That's debatable. That the Magic are truly at a point in their schedule where there's no turning back, where they are at an integral crossroads. And the reason why is because of this homestand. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is the most important six-game stretch the Magic will play this year. And you could call in, you could tell me I'm crazy, I'm all for it because I want to hear your opinions too. 407-447-2145. But I've laid out three reasons why I believe this is such an integral stretch for the Orlando Magic. All right, hit it, Cody. Reason number one.
Number one.
Well, there's no doubt about it. This homestand is important because they're going to play five of their next games inside the Amway Center. Now, you lost two of your home games to those games in Mexico City. And a lot of people around the office were saying, yeah, but we won them. Won them now. What happens the second half of the year when you're out on the NBA road in a time where you would have came home for two, three, 4 days at a time? Instead, you're back out traveling the continental U.S. But it's important because of these next five of the six, the teams that you play, San Antonio, at Chicago, versus Miami, versus Phoenix, versus Toronto, versus Detroit. Collectively, that stretch is 50-69 without the Chicago Bulls ledger in there. You throw in the Bulls, 57-93. That is a collective 372 winning percentage. Look, there's no doubt about it. It's important in the NBA to win home games, and the Magic have struggled with just that inside their arena. If you look online at ESPN.com, it'll say they're 8-8. That's because those two games in Mexico City did count at home. You take away those two games, they're 6-8. Regardless, you have to get wins. And of those teams that you'll welcome into your building, you're 5-2 against them. So you need to get victories against opponents that appear to be soft points in your schedule. 407-447-2145 is the call-in number. 407-447 is the call-in number. All right, Cody, reason number two.
Number two.
Look, when we look at these things, it's not just why is this particular point imperative. It's also because of what looms ahead. And there's no doubt about it, after this next six-game stretch, the Magic play perhaps what'll be one of their more intimidating six-game stretches of the campaign. It'll last from December 31st through January 9th. You'll go to Charlotte, a team that drubbed you inside the Amway Center. You'll go to Chicago, at Minnesota, at the Clippers, at Sacramento, and at Utah. You're essentially spanning the continental U.S. in that time frame. And then when you get back from that six-game stretch, guess who's sitting at home and waiting for you? Boston and Houston. Boston, a team that a lot of people think will finish the Eastern Conference representing it. Houston, a lot of people pick to be the second best team in the Western Conference this year. That's still up for debate. They're struggling, but you know what? At the end of the day, they still employ Chris Paul. They still employ James Harden. Two pretty good basketball players, right? And so that's what makes this so much more imperative. And if you're looking at your record against those said teams already, well, that's where it gets even a little bit more dicey. You're 2-3 in the five games that you've played against those teams. And I will tell you what, a lot of people will say, well, that Charlotte game was, you know, you exhausted all your momentum on opening night to beat the Miami Heat. Yeah, but then what about the Clippers game? Well, then you turned around and you had a really good stretch where you got back to 500. At the end of the day, those games don't go away. They still count. And I will say this, when you're playing a team sport and when you go up against a common opponent that you've already played, those games are not lost in your mind. You still remember those. Yeah, the flip side of the coin is that you get aggressive and that you're more motivated and that you want to take it to them the very next time. But Charlotte has had this team's number and the Clippers have had this team's number. So that is why this next stretch at home becomes so important. Because if you don't take care of business in this next six games, those next six games that follow those are not any easier. So that is the point that we're making. All right, Cody, reason number three.
Number three.
So all of this kind of comes to a head, right? When you're through this next 14-game stretch, you're going to be at about game 45 or 46 in the NBA schedule. A lot of people will tell you that's good enough to know where you are as a basketball team. A lot of people also tell you that when you get to, what was it, January 12th, that you're less than a month away from the NBA trade deadline. And people will also tell you that things get sideways in a hurry in the NBA. And so I guess the point that I'm making is that for the first time ever in my professional career, I'm looking at a homestand and I'm saying, yeah, man, you've got to go out there and you've got to take care of business. 50857 is the text line. That's 50857. All right, Cody, what do you got for us?
Steve says, Aaron, over these next games to close out this year in December, what is the ideal record that you think the Magic need to finish these last seven games of the month of December in?
Last seven games of the month of December? Well, ideally, you'd like to see them above 500. You go 4-3 in those seven games. What does that do? That puts you back at sea level to end the calendar year. And then you go from there, right? Like, that changes everything. You're at 500 after December 31st. You go out on the NBA road and you split 3-3. You're feeling good when you come back and you play Boston as well as Houston. So I'm not saying that it's the end of the world if you struggle in this homestand. I'm saying it's very important because of what lies ahead and what is next. And in the NBA, games come fast and furious, and things go sideways in a hurry. All right, 407-447-2145 is the call-in number. That's 407-447-2145. Text line is 50857. That is 50857. Okay, when we return here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, everybody's favorite coach will join us. He'll talk about what's going on with the San Antonio Spurs team, what's happening with the Magic, who is in, who is out for them tonight. But just a reminder, Magic fans receive $500 off the purchase of a new roof. from Carol Bradford when they mention the word magic. Tell you what, $500 is a pretty good savings. So all you got to do, mention the magic when you go to Carol Bradford. All right, when we return on the other side, Richie Adubato joins us, and that's what we all want.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where magic fans shop for jewelry.
See a series of thrilling NBA games at Amway Center, all for one low price with the Orlando Magic All-Star Fast Break Pass.
He gets a look, lets it fly for three. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Terrence Ross, the elephant gun. Bang!
Purchase one pass for only $59 and see five Orlando Magic home games in January and February. That's five games for only $59. Don't miss out. This deal won't last long. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/fastbreak to purchase your All-Star Pass today.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Man, we just got to put a full game together. And that's what we're looking to do.
Magic are trying to put a full game together out on the NBA hardwood. We're trying to put a full show together here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. It's what we do. You know, we don't just play clips for the sake of it. Everything has a purpose. Everyone that we bring on this show has a purpose, and that is our point. Atlanta Magic hosting the San Antonio Spurs. They will get set for a 7:10 tip time tonight inside the Amway Center. Tickets are still available, and in fact, tickets are still available during this homestand. Magic will be in action tonight. They are off on Friday as they visit the Chicago Bulls. They are back in action at home on Sunday against the Miami Heat. Tickets are still available. Great way to host the family. Great family activities. And it's good to watch some little in-state rivalry, little in-state competition. All you got to do is go to OrlandoMagic.com to get your tickets today. Magic and Spurs. And so let's go ahead and travel down I-4 from our RDV Sportsplex studios all the way into Amway Center and up to the radio deck, where I will tell you what, it is always a joy when I get to hear this man's voice. His name is Richie Adubato. Richie, how you doing, my man?
Aaron, I'm doing real well.
Now, you don't have any eggnog with you there, do you?
Not anymore.
All right.
We ran out of rum.
Oh, no. Well, it's always fun at the Adubato house this time of year. Magic and Spurs getting set for a 7:10 tip time. I will tell you what, Richie, I was down at Shoot Around today, and, you know, it's always fun when you hear that one of the players became a father. Nick Vucevic became a father the other day, but it creates a lot of headaches for a head coach, doesn't it, when you have a game the next day because he's got duties to tend to as a father. If you're Steve Clifford, how do you scheme around losing your most productive player?
It's not easy. He's got a lot of duties. He's got to learn about duties, okay? But you step in Mo Bamba, I think. Is that who's going to start?
That is who's going to start tonight.
All right, you're giving him an opportunity. You hope that he can step up and give us a heck of a game, because now he's starting. He's going to get more minutes than usual. Let's hope he can turn some center position out as far as rebounding and shot blocking especially, and patrol that middle and prevent them from scoring. So let's hope the bench steps up.
Yeah, the bench would be really nice to get a little production out of that. But going back to Mo Bamba, you know, one of the things that I think is important, this guy's I believe is going to make his first NBA start tonight and replace a Nick Vucevic. As a head coach, what are you telling him to try and temper his expectations to make sure that he plays within the flow of the offense and the defense, and, for lack of a better word, not to get overamped?
Well, I mean, basically you tell him, look, just play your game, okay? You know your strengths. And you know your weaknesses. You know the shots that you can make, the shots that you should take. But we want you to be very aggressive on the defensive end. I want you to go to challenge as many shots as possible. Don't worry about getting in foul trouble. Just challenge shots and make it difficult for them to drive. Now, we know there's a great player out there in DeMar DeRozan, and he loves to penetrate and drive. So let's hope we can have a lot of weak side help. And when you go to block shots, don't worry about it. Guys are going to go in behind you, and then you have to get up on the glass and get us a lot of rebounds. Try to outlet the ball and run. Don't try to do anything or where. Just play the way we know you can play, and everything will be fine.
Absolutely. Right now, talk with the one and only Richie Adubato. He will be at the radio deck tonight with his partner, Dennis Newman, beginning at 7 o'clock. Magic Tonight with Brandon Kravitz follows us at 6:30, so stay tuned for that. You know, Richie, the thing that I was talking about in the first segment, and a lot of times I don't ever do this. I don't ever look at a schedule and feel short-sighted. But I feel like this homestand for the Magic, where you're playing five of your next six at home against teams with a collective record of 57-93 before a long six-game trip awaits, this homestand is very important for the Magic, isn't it?
Oh, it's gigantic. It really is. I looked at the same thing and saw that, you know, we've had difficulty at home. We played better on the road than at home. It's about time we change that around, and people understand that you should play better. You know the courts. You got your own fans cheering for you, which is going to help you with energy and enthusiasm. You also know that these are your baskets. You practice here every day. You should be able to shoot well. Just come in here. Let's turn this around. Play together as a team, and let's change the way we've gone this year as far as wins and losses at home. Let's make a run. And as you know, it's almost essential when you look at the total schedule that this is a big time period for us to start turning this home court around and have people fear you when they come into your arena.
Absolutely. They always say that the NBA schedule actually starts after Christmas. Well, Christmas is getting really close, Richie. You know, so the Magic will host this Spurs team. This is a Spurs team that we saw a little over a month ago, but it's also a Spurs team that is very near and dear to you because of one person on that staff. One, Greg Popovich is great, but you're closer with the assistant coach and Becky Hammon. Tell us how that started.
Oh, very, very close. I just had lunch with her, whatever it was, 4 o'clock before she got on the bus with my son,
afternoon
Adam.
Tea.
Yes, afternoon tea. And Ettore, okay, Messina, because I did clinics in Italy when he was a coach over there. So all four of us had a beautiful afternoon. But Becky, I never coached a woman, a lady before. And I took the job in the WNBA with the New York Liberty because it was home for me. I had been with the Knicks for 4 years in MSG. And so the first tape I looked at was this little girl, Becky Hammon, okay? I'm looking at the tape. She's making threes from everywhere. She played at Colorado State. So I called up the scouts, who I didn't even know. There's three rounds in the WNBA. I said, who's this girl from Colorado State that doesn't miss? They said, well, she's great, but she's too small. I said, how big is she? She said, 5'6". I said, look, I've had small guys in the NBA. Don't worry about it. Are we going to draft her? They said, no, we have three better ones that we feel we can get. I said, fine, just call up her agent. Tell her agent if she doesn't get drafted, I want her at the New York Liberty training camp, Madison Square Garden, to try out for our team. That's what happened. She made our team. The first year, she was instant offense off the bench. And helped us to win a lot of games. Then she was a six-year All-Star. But one thing I got to point out, when you're a pretty good shooter for anybody out there in high school or college, and you can score 1,000 points in your career, yeah, everybody knows that that's a mark that everybody would try to get. Guess how many points she scored at Colorado State?
I'm going to say 1,500.
Okay, you're almost there. 2,700 points.
That
she
is
scored.
Phenomenal.
Now, if you
Richie,
have ever heard that, tell me, okay? 2,700 points.
Richie, I will tell you what, I scored 25 points in my high school career, and that was 4 years.
That was one game, wasn't it?
No, it was 4 years.
I hope.
It was 4 years. There was a lot of bench sitting going on. You know, but one thing, Richie, so it was impressive, the professional career that she has, but the career that she has made for herself outside of her playing career is perhaps, one, it's being a trailblazer in the NBA and doing things that nobody else has done before, but it's a whole other story when you're as good of a coach as she is, and you helped introduce her to that organization, didn't you?
Well, I sure did. I told, she blew out, they traded her. I don't know why. I was gone. I would have never traded her, but they traded her to San Antonio, and she blew out her ACL, and I called her. I said, look, go in and ask Pop if you can watch practices. I'm sure he'll have no problem with it. And she did. And then I said, after a while, are you doing it? Yeah. So ask him if you can take some charts, shooting charts, rebounding charts. Okay, because his sweetheart, her father was a coach in high school. She grew up in the gym. She knows the game inside and out. So anyway, she started doing that. And then finally I said, here's what you do. Find the guys out that don't shoot. Now, San Antonio has a lot of great shooters, but they have guys that are fair, and challenge them to play horse, which he did. And she beat, like, almost everybody she played horse against. So the players loved her because they had so much respect for this little girl that could beat them. And eventually Pop hired her, and she's very knowledgeable. And then the first summer that she coached in the summer league, she won the summer league, and that was a stepping stone for her. And now she just she had a interview with, I don't know whether it was Charlotte or it was Milwaukee. Okay,
it was Milwaukee. Yes,
she had an interview. Yes, she. I understand she did very well in it, so that's a stepping stone, and so we'll see. But the players know she knows the game; they respect her, and I'm hoping that in the future something great will happen for her because she's a wonderful person.
Absolutely. You know it's going to happen. It's just a matter of whether it's at the professional level or maybe the collegiate level too might be in her career path too.
Or maybe the WNBA. Who knows? That may be her next step.
I have a feeling she's going to stay in the NBA, Richie, but I'm just saying. I don't know her. You know her better than I do.
Well, I would too if you're talking about making money.
Okay, Richie, here's the last question I have for you. Did you ever play her in horse?
No, I never did because I was over the hill then. I used to play most of my players when I coached in the NBA.
Because
that helped me out a lot. You know, they respect you a lot. That's why I told her to do it. But I can tell you Reggie Miller story real quick. We got time?
Richie, unfortunately, I only got 25 seconds, so I actually got to say bye to you right now.
All right, time.
Cody's yelling in my ear, so blame him. Richie, thank you so much. This was wonderful. Brandon Kravitz is right around the bend here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante and I have you tomorrow beginning at 6 o'clock. Dante from Chicago, me here in the studio. It should be fun. All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/go magic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.